Watching Netflix, plugged up toilet, higher vibration. If you know me, you know that I love movies. There was a time in my life when I thought that meant that I should, somehow, work in or with movies. Today I know better. Movies is source's way to talk to me, to open my mind, help make me an expanding human being. So, what about movies? Are you going to talk about movies now? Yes, yes. But before I get to the movies, I'd like to share how I noticed that my vibration is significantly higher now than it used to be. Yesterday I heard a knock on my back door, and it was my landlord. Turns out the hot water heater broke and flooded the basement. He asked for a flashlight, and I futzed about for quite a while. An hour later I noticed that the water was shut off. I saw him leave. So I yelled after him, "You never told me you were going to shut off the water, so I can be prepared." I felt angry for a minute and then I laughed. My landlord behaved, true to form, totally oblivious of other people's needs, concerns, rights, or anything beyond his own needs and concerns. It struck me as actually funny. I had an energy treatment and massage appointment today, and I was looking forward to the session and the money. I'll just take a shower in the downstairs apartment, I thought, but turns out the water was off in the whole house. Bummer. No water to wash my hands, no water to flush. Luckily I had some energy water in my pitchers. Called the client and cancelled. I am not comfortable having a client when I am unbathed, and the toilet is not flushed. Then I observed my mouth. It went in the usual I am personally offended position, corners down, pouting. But the emotion wasn't quite there. I laughed. I scanned my body, and found no sign of tension. Wow. I don't think this ever happened to me before. I had nothing to process, no attitude to adjust, I was just peaceful, cheerful, happy, as if nothing happened. Okay, this is what's possible when you raise your vibration. Now, onto the movies. Movie number 1, Star Trek, The Next Generation. Source advised me to watch this series on my computer. Oh, no, not another medium TV show. With 104 episodes? The episode that seems to be relevant is where number 2 is given exceptional powers by Q. Number 2 feels powerful, godlike, and wants to give little tokens of love to the crew, add 10 years to young Wesley's age, restore the eyesight of another crew member, give a mate to another. They all declined. WTF, right? He read their heart's biggest desire, and they didn't want it? So what's going on? It all goes back to man's quest, the soul's quest, really, to fight his own battles, earn his light, and not live on bread of shame. Young Wesley wants to experience growing up, experience that his mind and capabilities are higher than some of his superiors, and while he is a careless, ignorant child at the same time. The sightless crew member wants to continue to have superior vision and see the world only he sees it, without eyes to see with. Lieutenant Data wants to remain an android, where he can be powerful in spite of his longing for humanity's advantages. See yourself in the place of either, and see if you would like to be upgraded, in an instant, to a life, seemingly without challenges, apparently without needing to apply yourself. I say seemingly because, of course, every life on every level has its own challenges that are custom tailored to what that soul needs. Now, if that is true, how dare I, or anyone else, for that matter, offer assistance to elevate your vibration, fast, and seemingly painlessly. Got that seemingly again? Exactly. You see, it is all an illusion when you get down to it. I have testing clients that did not get a higher vibration with the downloads that raised others' vibration by 20 to 50 points. They started at the same level. And yet, the results are so varied. Why? Because free will is active, in every moment, on every level. And these testing clients have been driving their new faster and more powerful vehicle exactly the same way as before the energy downloads. As if nothing had happened. For a week or two, while I asked them to report their progress, their vibration went higher. But then, when they forgot about it, they returned to the old habits, old thinking, old attitudes, and consequently their higher vibration disappeared. It's as if you were using a Firefox browser, the search for a word on the page function is excellent, you know about it, but you still insist on finding the word you need, on a 32-page document, by reading the whole darn thing. 10-second versus 30-plus minutes. So you see, Q's magical changes, and my magical upgrades are different. You can always return to your old way of being, without even talking to me again. Or you can use that the changes you asked for during the activation, and realize that they weren't done to you, but you did them for yourself with my help. and begin living consistently with the new power your upgrade provides. The power to feel, experience, respect, love, honor, be cheerful and joyful in the presence of anything. Indian gurus say that it's because you were able to occupy the observer's point of view. I tend to agree. With one difference, the path to it, they say, meditate. But bridging the distance between what's available and you takes thousands on thousands of hours of proper meditation. My experience is that meditating properly is the hardest thing on earth. I have never been able to do that. And without meditation proper, I am able to live and be untouchable. Impervious. P.S. Other movies that did something fundamental to my worldview and through my worldview to my vibration and to my life. They are illustrations of different levels of vibration in adverse situations. A Man Escaped, where a man held in Nazi prison plots and executes his escape in a single-minded fashion. His prison mates are resigned, lacking courage. He, on the other hand, is meticulous and purposeful, and his quest succeeds. A veritable act of higher vibration, power over circumstances. Promises is a documentary where we watch and listen to Jewish and Palestinian children of the Middle East. Their rigid views, their anger, their powerlessness in the face of a catch-22. The filmmakers arrange for a day of sharing food, discussion, and play. Though the transformation in the view of the children is not obvious, I have measured, and their vibration, especially the Palestinian children's, rose by 70 points. From the vibrational level of the anger of a trapped animal that will self-destruct, to a person who feels anger and has a choice whether to act on it or not. Where they have anger, and anger doesn't have them. Machuca, another view of children in adversity and irreconcilable differences, sees no way out of the situation, no mental higher ground, and leaves its little heroes shattered and wounded, at a lower vibration than where they started. So, you see, it's all about vibration for me. It is all about your power in the face of adversity. It is all about how good you are willing to have it. In the latest version of the starting point measurements, I am measuring something new: to what degree you are willing to work for what you want. Yesterday I measured participants in my intention to self program and found that 3 of those participants have no willingness to work for what they want. Ugh. It is good to know. Self-knowledge is extremely useful. This is why Socrates supposedly said so. You see, knowing yourself is like entering a maze and knowing exactly how to get through it, without all the bumbling and wasting time and energy. There is nothing wrong with you, even if you don't want to do the work you would need to do to get what you want. You just need to be willing to settle for not getting what you want, and pick something that you are able to get without work. Really. I mean it. But if you don't know yourself, you'll hope you will get what you want, and one day someday you'll be willing to maybe even work for it. You'll be miserable till the end of your days. And so is the case about all the 48 measures in the starting point measurements. None of it is wrong. None of it is right. It is what it is, a roadmap to the maze. Get your starting point measurements. Don't be like Cinderella's stepsisters, cutting off their big toes to fit the slippers. You and they are okay the way you are. As long as you know how you are.